Hi, Margaret Christine Mullings. Welcome to prayer wherever you are geographically. It is a wonderful privilege to be in your company once again. A special shout out to those of you who are in the islands of the seas, to those of you on the four continents of the world, and to every nation. A warm welcome to you. And to those of you who are listening for the very first time, yes, God bless you in a very special way. Come on in, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you today for this evening, for this audience who are listening under the sound of my voice. I pray that you will bless each and every one of them, strengthen them, meet their need. I pray especially for those who are being devastated by the storms, oh God. I pray in the name of Jesus, Father, for your divine intervention. Father, that you would keep them in the name of Jesus, and sustain them and keep them all safe in Jesus' name. And now, Father, I pray today as we begin this segment of prayer that your presence will envelop each and every one. In Jesus' name, amen. You would find me in the book of Psalm, yes, the book of Psalm 40. And we may have been here before, but I just felt a nudging to read it again in your hearing. Yes, and this is a Psalm of David. I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. He drew me from the pit of destruction, out of the miry bog, and set my feet upon a rock, making my steps secure. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear, and put their trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust, who does not turn to the proud, to those who go astray after a lie. You have multiplied, O Lord my God, your wondrous deeds and your thoughts toward us. None can compare with you. I will proclaim and tell of them, yet they are more than can be told. In sacrifice and offering you have not delighted, but you have given me an open air, burnt offering and sin offering you have not required. Then I said, behold, I have come in the scroll of the book. It is written of me. I delight to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart. I have told the glad news of deliverance in the great congregation. Behold, I have not restrained my lips, as you know, O Lord. I have not hidden your deliverance within my heart. I have spoken of your faithfulness and your salvation. I have not concealed your steadfast love and your faithfulness from the great congregation. As for you, O Lord, you will not restrain your mercy from me. Your steadfast love and your faithfulness will ever preserve me. For evils have compassed me beyond number. My iniquities have overtaken me, and I cannot see. They are more than the hairs of my head. My heart fails me. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Let those be put to shame and disappointed altogether who seek to snatch away my life. Let those be turned back and brought to dishonor who delight in my hurt. Let those be appalled because of their shame who say to me, aha, aha. But may all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who love your salvation say continually, great is the Lord. As for me, I am poor and needy, but the Lord takes thought for me. You are my help and my deliverer. Do not delay, O my God. And there ends the reading of Psalm 40. The Lord is able to bless the reading of his word and to give to us the understanding. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that it is not by might nor by power, but by your Spirit. O Spirit of the living God, breathe your breath upon this audience, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, move by your Spirit, move by your power, and envelop each and every one that's tuning in for this time, Father. And Father, we understand that there is no distance in prayer. In the name of Jesus, oh my Father, I pray for those who are cast down by the cares of this life. Father, those who are experiencing hardships and difficulties and disappointments, Father, in the name of Jesus, those who are suffering in great sickness and afflictions right now, Father, we understand, Father, that your word says that Jesus, he was wounded for our transgressions. Yes, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed, for the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings. And Jesus said, whom the Son set free is free indeed. Oh, my Father, to the broken, to the wounded, to those who are at the point of giving up, to those who are at a crossroad in life and don't know, have lost direction, Father, you are a navigator. Oh, envelop them right now and allow them to feel your presence, Father. Redirect and some kisses, Father, redirect us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father, that you would keep your people in the name of Jesus on the path of life, Father, in the name of Jesus, and help us to understand, especially those who are going through continual sickness. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, those who it seemed like it won't end, to remember your word today. Oh, in the name of Jesus, that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. Oh, yes, Father, stir faith today in the name of Jesus, Father. Stir the hearts of those that have grown cold toward you, Father. In the name of Jesus, those who are angry at you, Father. Those who are angry about how they have been dealt severe blows from life. Oh, my Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, bring forth your word in their hearts today to remember, Father, that all things work together for good to them that love you, Father, to them who are the called according to your purpose. Oh, Father, let each and every one of us see your purpose in the difficult times, in times of pain, and in times of sorrow, Lord, in times of loss, that we would see your plan, that we would see your purpose for the pain in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for renewal of our minds this evening, Father, that you would renew our minds, Father, that you would cause us to put on the mind of Christ in the name of Jesus, and put on your whole armor, that we may be able to continue to stand in these trying and difficult times today, Father, that we would count it all joy. For Job said, and all that Job was going through, all that Job was experiencing, Father, Job wrote, though he slay me, yet will I still trust him. Help us, Father. Oh, my Father, especially in the body of Christ, to continue to trust you when we don't understand, Father, when we can't even see our way through, that we would trust you, Father, that our faith would be activated, Father, in the name of Jesus, to continue to move forward in faith and obedience, Father. And sometimes, Father, help us, Father, to stand still sometimes when you say stand still, and help us, Father, when we want to speak, when you're saying, be quiet, Lord, help us to become yielded vessels. Help us in the name of Jesus to seek to live the yielded life in Christ, fasted life, to be obedient to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Father, impart your endurance right now in the name of Jesus to your people today, in the name of Jesus, that we will continue to endure hardships and trials as a bold soldier for Jesus Christ. Father, that we remember that this race is not given to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, but to him who endures to the end. Help us to seek first your kingdom and know that everything else will be added unto us. Oh, I pray this evening, Father, that you would meet every need in this audience this evening, or whatever time it is today. Oh, my Father, that every need would be met, that there will be no lack among your people today, in the name of Jesus, Father. Oh, mend the brokenness right now. Heal the hurts right now. Comfort the bereaved families right now, in the name of Jesus, Father. Divinely intervene for those who have been devastated by the flooding and from the storm, Father. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Father, that you provide for families right now who are in distress, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, I pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in Jesus' name, all for your glory. Amen and amen. Thank you so much for tuning in to this segment of prayer. And before I leave you, I'd just like to encourage you with this Psalm 40. I leave this with you. This psalm combines two parts. First, it gives thanks for the many past mercies. The psalmist David wrote he had received so much mercy from God. And then this psalm presents a fresh instance of need for God's help. Both parts of this psalm recognizes that an individual's experience of God's mercy can lead to others rejoicing in God. What am I saying? I am saying whatever you are walking in, share with others, shine the light of Jesus that others may rejoice and find hope in God. God bless you right where you are and continue to maintain your posture in prayer. God bless you.